With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today I'm excited to be joined by Alan Severin, who is with Access Communications. He's a solutions engineer, and you may not even know who Access is. This is a great opportunity for them to get to know Access. Alan, first off, welcome to my video cast.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
So, will you tell them a little bit about who Access is for those people that don't know?
Yeah, so Access has been in the surveillance business since 96? Uh-huh. We got into network audio a few years back. We started off as just showcasing horns as part of a security solution. And now we have a whole array of speakers, from ceiling tile speakers to cabinet speakers, all sorts of things, to kind of fit whatever environment you're working with. We probably have something that would be perfect for.
Okay. So it's not just aimed at security anymore. It's aimed at everything from background audio to program audio to distributed audio. You're going to be in the C Hall in booth 8912 at Infocom, and you're going to show a new software tool, a fairly new software tool called Audio Manager, and we're going to have a chance to demo this. Tell me about this software tool and exactly what's cool about it or what's different about it.
Yeah, so one of the nice things about our speakers is the software is included with it, so you don't have to buy anything extra if you want. It's an app. It's got DSP, and so when you log into our speakers the first time, you're able to set it up to do voice, paging, or you could do music if you wanted to have like a retail shop that played music in the background. You can do announcements that are pre-recorded, sound clips that play at certain times on a schedule. And so all those things can be done and brought in just with the software that comes with the speakers.
Very nice. And that's using the Audio Manager software. So yeah. You're going to demonstrate that for us, right?
Yeah. So I have a couple buttons. Actually, you want to just press a voice one.
Yeah, so we're live. Go ahead.
This speaker will output up to 93 decibels.
I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll also do music as well.
This is the Access C1511.
Wrong one.
This speaker will output up to 93.
There it goes. So get music and you get voice.
Interesting.
So depending on what kind of content you want to play, obviously things like horns are best for strictly voice. They're not as good with music, but then all the other speakers, like the ceiling speakers.
So they're individually addressable, and you can go to each speaker and address what it's going to be used for.
Yes, yes.
Okay, is there a DSP built into this, or do you use an external DSP, or is that all part of your package?
It's all part of the package, so that's all in the software as well that you can change. If you want your music or your inputs, because you can bring in inputs from applications or RCA jacks using our bridge, depending on what you're bringing in, you can kind of tweak that a little bit so it's all normalized and sounds.
So it's a network-based system.
Yes, it's all network.
Okay, and does it handle, what about Dante? Can it ingest Dante?
Not currently. That is probably something that we get the most requests for. We're looking into that, but not at the moment.
Okay, so you build your own audio over IP network with this product. So each speaker, are they PoE as well, or how do you power them?
Absolutely. So pretty much all our devices are PoE. That's kind of like what we're known for, is really being like a networking company, in the sense that everything has a cable, everything's got PoE, very easy to set up. You plug it into a powered switch and you're ready to go. I mean, there's not a whole lot of other equipment or anything else that you would need, just to be off and running.
I'm assuming that when you're at the show, a show like Infocom, because Access, I mean, I know you as a security company more than anything, right? I mean, and surveillance company. I assume that you go to a show like Infocom and you're interested in signing up new integrators and teaching them a little bit about what you do. Is that one of the goals at your booth 8912 this year in the Central Hall?
Yeah, trying to really get outside of just being known as a security company. We've been doing a lot of establishments like schools seem to be very popular with our equipment, because they're using it not only for, playing bell schedules, but also for, the paging, like a PA system. So those tend to be where we're concentrated right now. And then, but we're also looking at retail spaces, getting in, again, just for someone who's got like a little mom and pop shop, they only need probably a few speakers and to be able to just play background music without any extra equipment. And we do warranty all our equipment for 5 years, which is pretty top notch. And our tech support that goes along with that is also follows you around. So it's not like we make a sale and we walk away. We stick with the customer. We make sure that they're working. We want to make sure that they're satisfied all the way through.
And to get more information, do I go to access.com or where do I go?
Yeah, you can go to access.com, and then under the products page, there's a whole section on network audio.
Perfect. Network audio. Again, you're going to be in the C Hall in booth 8912. Alan, I really appreciate you doing this. You showed how simple it is to use. And I hope that everyone will stop by and check you out, because in addition, you do have a bunch of security stuff, and it's a part of the market that our industry is definitely interested in expanding. So I think that's a great opportunity for you to see both while you're there. And of course, you can see all of our InfoComm coverage at raypubs.com/InfoComm. And we're going to go by their booth, and we're going to shoot videos on all this stuff too. So we can see each one of these products after the show. They'll be posted on our website at raypubs.com. Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in a month.